Between 1911 and 1917, Les Darcy competed in 50 professional fights. His opponents were Australian and international champions, and he defeated most of them, losing only 4 matches. Darcy's success was put down to his natural physique, strength and stamina, the training, his boxing intelligence and even temperament. Each of the photographs and coloured boxing cards feature some of Les Darcy's opponents. The boxing cards were promotional material to advertise upcoming bouts at Baker's Stadium in Rushcutters Bay, with a photo of the competitor on the front and details of the fight and the boxer's statistics and boxing record on the reverse. Les Darcy was respected by almost all his opponents for his ability and good nature. American Dave DePena, pictured upper left, said he had 3 arms, possibly 4. He hit you with 1 jawbreaker, had another waiting 4 inches behind it, and a 3rd on the way. American Eddie McGaughty, posing with Mick King, Darcy and Jimmy Clabby in the large photo at top, said he had great teeth and that smile of his was there all the time. It was pretty unnerving in the ring to see this happy smile, as if he was enjoying every moment of trying to knock your head off. Australian Mick King, pictured upper right, said, "I never thought it possible for a man to possess such strength, endurance and speed." Jimmy Clabby, lower right, said, "Darcy's a wonderful fighter and he is as strong as a bull." American Fritz Holland, standing with Darcy with towels around their necks, said, "You'd walk 1,000,000 miles and never see the like again of Darcy. He was the finest natural boxer I ever saw." Holland can also be seen in the group photo on the left. He is next to the tall Harold Hardwick, who was the boxer that knocked out Darcy's teeth in 1916. There's one boxing card in the lower right corner who was not a competitor of Les Darcy, but his brother, Frank Darcy. Frank was 4 years younger than Les and began a professional career aged 16 while Les was still alive. He was a promising boxer, but sadly died just 2 years after Les, succumbing to the Spanish flu pandemic in May 1919.